What was my New Year's resolution this year? Well, I don't know. I mean, why on earth would anybody want to know my New Year's resolution since it's now February? New Year was over ages ago. And can't we move on and think of the spring and everything like that and just forget about the New Year resolutions? That was my gut instinctual reaction when I looked at the blog and saw, oh, right, that's the theme, New Year's resolutions. And then I thought how subtle and how clever and how helpful has been Kate, or whoever invented those titles, because they have actually get me to stop and think back. And this is the ideal time. You get January out of the way, and in February you think, well, okay, what were your resolutions? Now, I'm not going to enter the murky world of whether I make resolutions or not, or whether I form intentions, or whether I form ambitions. Of those, I happen to say that I'll just take a stance on this, that my whole thinking into 2012 wasn't about forming resolutions, but it was about forming ambitions. Okay, leave that aside, and let's just all use plain bog standard English at the moment. I did, early in January, make a resolution. I was browsing through the internet and reading one blog post by Chris Brogan in which he revealed that he was going now to yoga lessons. Now, Chris Brogan is a business person, some would call him a guru, certainly somebody who mixes with the great and the good in the corporate world and earns his living helping big business and small businesses to get better. So I found it a little bit interesting that business and yoga would be mixing together. And I thought, oh, this sounds good, sounds very healthy. And I realized that what Chris had written about was his new girlfriend and his her influence on him to get him into yoga. And I thought, this is fascinating. This is the kind of thing you really want to find out about people, you know, what's their backstory, what do they really do with their life and all that sort of thing. I found it very interesting. I went then in to find out what exactly it was Chris talking about yoga, and I discovered that he wasn't just going to yoga, that would be one thing, but he'd gone to yoga under an umbrella, which was called 12 in 12. And the umbrella of 12 in 12 was a new habit-forming device. You would decide for yourself what new habit would you like to graft into your daily life for a month, and commit yourself that come hell or high water, you would actually do it every single day. And at the end of the month, you could either give it up or carry it on. And the next month, you would adopt a new habit. Now, this appealed to me at a number of levels, and one of the levels it appealed to me a lot was the idea that there would be a community around this. In a nutshell, there would be a hashtag, and in case any of you are interested in the hashtag, it's to be found as 12ER, 12er. And there is a community, there are a number of people, and there are communications between them, and the idea is that you would encourage each other to keep it up. And also you draw whatever value you wanted out of the community, and who knows what it might open up. And Chris Brogan was doing it, and other people were doing it, and, you know, on this side of the Atlantic, I thought, right, I mean. So having decided I was going to do it, I then had what was for me a difficult period of time of thinking, well, what am I going to do then? What's the new habit I want to take up? And it came to me, as these things do come to me. And I said, right, okay, it's eat a hearty breakfast every single day. Okay, stop sniggering, stop laughing, stop saying to yourself, look, I do that all the time, I've done it for the last 20 years. No, I am the person who made the decision, and I made the decision for a very good reason, in that my morning eating habits were lousy, hopeless, unreliable, inconsistent, and definitely not good for my general health. So, I knew already, I'd known for years, that eating a proper breakfast is good for you, but I hadn't done it. And in the words of Julian Smith, who wrote a book called The Flinch, which is available as an ebook, It's precisely that. We know what we need to do, but we avoid doing it. And that's what Julian calls the flinch, the instinct to remain stuck in the status quo and not change. So I put the two of these things together and decided, right, I'm eating a hearty breakfast. Every day nowadays, I take a photograph of my breakfast and I share it with people on the same in the same community via Twitter. And it's worked. It's worked. I've got a few more days to go before I have to pick a new habit, and I'll be picking a new habit. And so that was one specific New Year's resolution that I made this year. Now, I've made resolutions on other years. The best New Year's resolution I ever made had this as its major element, and it was: I resolve that for the coming year I will drink more in public houses. That was it. I will drink more alcoholic drink in public houses. And I made that resolution for a very good reason. And you can guess, the previous year I'd done hardly any going out to a pub. And this isn't the place to extol the benefits of going to a pub. But at all sorts of levels, bonding with my local community, being a poet, getting out of the house, not being stuck in front of TV, collecting stories, being where I want to be in the community. All of those things contributed to me deciding that I was going to drink more in public that year. And it worked. It worked fantastically well. It worked so well that I think I almost went to pub every day for the year. I did. I walked down the hill in living in Bradford-on-Avon in the UK, in between Bath and Swindon. Those of you who know it well know that it's closer to Bath than Swindon. Super little town, 10,000 people, 16 pubs, bookshop, railway station, fish and chip, library. I mean, what more could I want out of life than to have that kind of thing? It was great. It was great, and I did it, and it was terrific. And the resolutions I've succeeded with have been ones that have been good and positive, and I've had a huge incentive to do them. They're the resolutions. Now, yeah, I'm like you all. I've had New Year resolutions. I've gone along with when people have said to me, "What's your New Year resolution, Paul?" And you know, well, I can make up a resolution at the drop of a hat, just like anyone can. So I've had a few of those, and I've had a few resolutions. I've made a few resolutions which have been about assuaging the guilt I feel for not having done X, Y, or Z in the previous year, like, you know, I will write more letters in longhand. Why? Because I haven't written any in the last year, and I think writing letters in longhand is terrific. It's quite revolutionary today, but it's also something I did at one stage in my life, every single day of my life. I hope sometime in the month to actually talk about weird and wonderful habits that we've had, or I've had, I'll show you, that I've given up. You know, unusual habits I've had that I've given up. But that's not the resolution at the moment. So there you are, that's it. That's my wish. Now, let me make a resolution going forward from right now. I resolve to get more skillful at holding the umbrella in the left hand and the lead at the same time, with the iPhone in the right hand, and recording. This demands a little bit more practice than I've had this evening, so I resolve to get better at that. And I think I know the very person who will help me to do it. Okay, good night. Bye-bye.